I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal, each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's. For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
The basis of any dis-ease in our body, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, is energy being blocked. Mm-hmm. So when we can release those energetic blockages, we feel better. We show up differently in our lives. So much changes. And those blockages tend to happen at the end points of our meridians. So if you're familiar with acupuncture, if you've ever had a good like deep tissue massage, you know, we have these points all over our body. Mm-hmm. There's thousands of them. But Gary Craig, who invented and founded emotional freedom techniques, realized that in order to get the energetic overhaul needed to break through whatever we're working on, we only need 9. So with these 9 different points that we can use, we can focus on what the challenge or the issue is. And I love that about EFT too, because we're in this world where everybody just wants us to feel better, you know, toxic positivity and like just get over yourself kind of thing. But our emotions, especially the negative ones, they need a voice. Everyone, if you're looking to be inspired, motivated, educated, and entertained, you have come to the right place. Welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast, the podcast where we explore your fitness, life mindsets, and actions that help you become unstoppable. You're worth it, and it's time to finally make changes in your life that will last you the rest of your life.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast. I am Melissa Vogel, your host. Welcome to the show. If you are brand new, you have landed on a good one. I'm so glad that you have found the Bomb Mom Podcast, whether that was through a friend and they sent you the link, or you found me on social media, however you got an email. I'm so glad that you're here. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back to the show. As always, go back and listen because we have had some pretty killer episodes lately. I've talked about sending my daughter off to college. I've talked about pelvic floor. We have talked about some real good conversations around nutrition. So as always, go back. If you can listen to this podcast from the beginning, do so. I know people jump around and stuff, but always, whenever you're just like walking or working out or driving in the car, go back and listen to the episodes because I don't want you to miss anything. I love this time of year. If you're listening to this present day, it is October, but podcasting world, you can listen to an episode at any given time. So it could be the summer of 2026 right now. How crazy is that to think about that? But it could be, but it doesn't matter. This time of year, though, in October, I love it. It's starting to change a little bit. We're not hitting 100 degrees here in Southern California, but the gyms are busy. And I know it's kind of like a pain in the ass and I have to time when I go get my workouts done and stuff, but I love it that people are out and they're aware. We let go of a lot of excuses during this time of the year because they will come back when the holidays hit, which really sucks. But this is a good time because people are waking up. The kids are back in school. We have more consistency in a routine. So it's just a really good time to focus on you. And if you're someone that needs help with that or you're struggling, book a discovery call with me. I do a call with you. It's totally free, no strings attached. And I only help people that I know that I can truly help and work with. I think our guest said that today too, or I don't know. I was talking with someone and they said that the other day and I'm like, same. I totally get that. I am not going to push anything on you that I don't feel that you're a fit for. And I have a lot of calls lined up this week. I had a lot of calls last week and people are stuck. They don't know what direction to take. People don't know what workouts to do. People are in the wrong mindset and they just need like the life coaching aspect of it, right? So book that discovery call. We're going to put the link in the show notes. Get on my Calendly, book a call, and let me help you walk through everything that you're experiencing, all the goals you want to hit, big picture, little picture, long-term goals, short-term goals, and then we can see what's a fit for you. I have a new one-on-one coaching program, Fit Mind Coaching, which I'm really excited about because it's covering everything, mind, body, soul, energy, mindset. It covers it all. You don't have to be a part of a group to be on that. And we have guys joining too. So that's cool because I've always been closed off for just women. So men can get involved in that too. We have a boot camp going on right now, but I will keep you posted when we have another boot camp coming on. So many things. And you can even just get like a downloadable program. We have a new website. It's melissavogelfitness.com. That's V-O-G-E-L is my last name. It's melissavogelfitness.com. And there's so many resources on there, you guys. So check all of that out. The other thing I wanted to mention too for this podcast, please rate and review. Always give 5 stars if you feel that is appropriate. And then write a review too. A lot of people miss that. We have been missing on Spotify for a long time now. So if you are listening to this and you are someone who does not have an iPhone, go to Spotify. That's where you can listen. Obviously, you're probably listening on there right now. Everything's up to date. We had a lot of disconnection issues when the new website came out, but everything's up and running now. So we're really excited about that. Make sure you check that out. Just so many things are going on right now with me personally, with my daughter being off to college, building this new one-on-one coaching program. We have the boot camp going on right now. It's a crazy time of year. Club volleyball is about to start. Being in a relationship and navigating that, it's just, oh my God, and so many things. And I share that with all of you because I know what that feeling of overwhelm can feel like. I know what it feels like to just feel like, I don't know if I can keep doing this. I can hardly manage what I have on my plate right now. We talk about overwhelm today in this podcast, in this episode. And I'm here to tell you that I can relate to you. I've been where you have been. And I want you to take it one day at a time. One step at a time, get the right help that you need to help you move forward, because living just day to day, just barely getting by, working, eating, sleeping, repeating, that's no way to live. It's no way to live. So I want to remind all of you to please continue to strive for better, to want more. Always focus on like, what is the next peak that I'm going after? I just talked about this with my bomb moms. You're currently standing here. Okay, you hit a certain level of life with your job, with your fitness, whatever. What's the next peak and how do you get there? And guess what? If you're standing on one peak, you're going to have to go down. Unfortunately, there are going to be dips in this journey for you to get to the next peak, but it's even bigger and you can do it. It is possible. So I just wanted to give you that little bit of words of encouragement and know that it's worth it. Keep going. I'm here to help. Make sure you're following me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all of it at It's Melissa Vogel. You can find me there and submit your questions. So I check my DMs daily. I'm always looking for questions on there. You can also email me your questions because we started the question corner and then we got away. So now I have a lot to answer, but I'm getting through them and I just want to like kind of jump back into them. I'm going to do a solo episode here coming up and then I'll tackle a lot of them that are coming in, but you can email me too. It's melissavogel@gmail.com. I have a question about lifting, and this is going to be a good one because I get asked this one a lot. People ask me all the time because they see me on my reels, me either lifting barefoot or like with my socks on and no shoes on, or they ask about the shoes that I'm wearing. And no plug at all. I wear Nobles. It's just the shoe that I wear because it's flat. And I am not someone who can get away with wearing flat shoes. How crazy is that? I actually have orthotics designed to my foot that go in all the shoes that I wear, except for heels. No one can be comfortable or can use help when they're wearing heels. But I get a lot of questions about why and foot, and everyone's always asking. The last question they got was, why do I see you take your shoes off in some of your lifting videos? What type of shoes do you wear? What's the benefit of lifting with no shoes on? So this is a great question. and I'm happy to answer it. They continued on and wanted to know what the best shoe to wear was. So the best shoe to wear, it depends on what you're doing. If you are lifting, a flat shoe is great. However, it all depends on like the dynamic of your foot, right? So I have orthotics because I have my, you know where your ankle bone is, right? I have another bone just below that. It's a very small percentage of the population that actually has that bone. I don't know, crazy, but that affects how all the tendons and ligaments pull and wrap my arches in. So I don't have like knock-kneed or like my arches don't collapse per se, but they definitely cave in, which affects my ankles, which affects my knees, which affects my back. So when I was having a ton of knee issues, I realized, oh my God, it's because of my feet. And I saw a podiatrist and then I got the orthotics. And so it levels everything out. Now, if I lifted in a flat shoe without my orthotics in all the time, I probably would have foot pain again. So for me, a flat shoe without my orthotics would not feel that comfortable. So it's really important to have orthotics in your shoes if you need them. If you're someone who doesn't have issues with their feet and doesn't need them and your knees and hips and everything is aligned, perfect. If you don't go see a podiatrist and you don't want to do that route of custom orthotics and stuff, there is a brand called Super Feet. Again, not a plug. I'm just telling you what I know. You can get them at like Dick's and Sporting Goods shoe stores and stuff. Green, they're different colors. And if I remember correctly, green is the most aggressive. When you put these in your shoes, you have to wear them a little bit at a time. So one day, 2 hours, next day, 2 hours, next day, 4 hours, next day, 6 hours. And slowly work your way up to them, especially if you're doing this with kids as well, because you're going from nothing to something. So you don't want to be in massive pain and be like, I hate these orthotics, or have your kids say it. So work your way up to it. But if you are lifting and you're flat footed and you know, like, this isn't good because when I go flat footed, it's going to pull my knees in, you might want to look into orthotics to put into your shoes. Having these in your shoes will allow you to be quote unquote flat footed, yet not have collapsing arches. And if you wear other shoes, which I'll talk about in a second, that have a lifted heel, that could be a really big problem. So I'll talk about why, but there's your answer. So flat foot on the ground, which I can do. I just got to watch how much, or have a flat shoe like no ball or other kinds with my orthotics in it. Now, why do I see all these people taking their shoes off? It's because you have improved ground contact and stability. So without the cushion of the shoe, your feet have better contact with the ground and it increases stability. And this can help during exercises like squats, deadlift, lunges, where a strong, stable base is really crucial. It also enhances foot strength. So going barefoot does strengthen the muscles in your feet and your ankles, and it forces them to engage more. And over time, this can improve overall foot health as well. So I know if you have weird feet and you can't go barefoot a whole lot of the time, be mindful that you do get some barefoot time, but also protect your foot and wear, you know, your inside shoes. We have inside shoes or orthotics with your lifting shoes and stuff. It also helps with better form and posture. So lifting without shoes, it promotes better posture. It aligns your body naturally. So shoes, especially ones with the thick soles that we're talking about, it can elevate your heel and then it alters your form, potentially leading to like improper mechanics or strains. And it can push you forward. It can also increase sensory feedback. So like going shoeless allows you to feel the ground more directly, and it's improving the proprioception of your body's awareness to the position and alignment of movement. So like what that means, I know I say it really fast, but like what that means is like you're going to have a heightened sense of control of each corner of your foot pushing onto the ground, which is going to bring awareness to your ankles and your knees, either going out or collapsing in. You're going to have just this overall greater awareness and heightened sense of control. And that's going to enhance balance and coordination during your lifts. Also for ankles, without shoes, your ankles can move more freely, which can improve greater range of motion and flexibility during certain moves, such as squats. So there's a lot of benefits, but I thought that was a really great question. I wanted to make sure I added it in here because I get it a lot, and I really hope that helps. Okay, let's dive into this episode, you guys, because it's so freaking good. We have Teresa Lear Levine on. Now, we're not talking about lifting shoes or anything like that with her, but we are talking about like high achieving, like ADHD. We're talking about the central nervous system. Teresa Lear Levine, she is an EFT master practitioner. She is a hypnotherapist and the creator of Becoming More Me, a transformal community and coaching program designed for high-achieving ADHD entrepreneurs. Now, she helps clients heal past trauma, releasing limited beliefs, and align with abundance to create pleasure-fueled lives and businesses from anxiety and overwhelm. Teresa is fabulous. This conversation goes all around how to calm that central nervous system, We talk about tapping. Oh my God, you are going to love learning about tapping in this episode. We talk about how going slow, it's literally productivity hack, and how the nervous system influences your success. This is an episode that helps you feel more grounded and connected, just like taking your shoes off for lifting, but with your brain and your body and life. I'm really excited. Make sure you guys check out the show notes to find out how you can work with her, follow her on social media. And guess what? This is part one of part two. So I am going on Teresa's podcast, Becoming More Me, next week. So after you guys listen to this one, go over to Becoming More Me podcast and check her out. Now, Teresa's also a best-selling author, and her book is called Becoming More Me, Tapping into Success, Subconscious Secrets of an ADHD Entrepreneurial Mom. Oh my God. It is a must listen to or must read. She also has like scans and audio for tapping sessions, and it's so freaking good. We are so lucky to have her on. So listen to this and then jump over to part two on her podcast, Becoming More Me. You guys, enjoy the show. Hey everyone, welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast. Today we have Teresa Lear Levine on the show. Welcome to the show, Teresa.
I'm so excited to be here, Melissa.
Thanks. Oh my God. So you guys, we had Dr. Anna Marie on not that long ago. You guys saw me travel up to Bakersfield. I was on a panel. She is the one that connected us in this world.
Fairy godmother of connection.
I know. And we're already best friends. We already decided, like, after this show, and we're recording it tomorrow for your podcast, we're just going to be best friends. But we were talking about how we just love the connection, how the universe like brings people together. We just both found out that we have multiple last names, getting married, and then things shift and you keep everything. So we already have that in common. It connects us already.
Yeah, for sure.
So, okay. You have quite the bio. You are an EFT master practitioner. You're a podcaster. You're a hypnotherapist. You're the creator of Becoming More Me, which is an amazing community and coaching program. We can dive into that. You're an author. You're married. You have children. Girl, what don't you do?
Like, I guess not a whole lot when you put it like that, but as an ADHD always curious woman, there's always more I'm looking to do.
I know, right? I'm so excited that we get to dive in today to ADHD, that it's been such a big topic. Just yesterday, texted me and she's like, hey, this might be a dumb question, but is ADHD curable? And I'm like, why? And so then I was like gathering more information and stuff. And there's a lot more that like went into that question and stuff.
Well, but that makes me sad, actually, because for me, there's nothing that I would ever want to do to, air quotes, fix this. I think that ADHD and it can certainly have some setbacks, and the impulsivity can lead to different consequences that certainly should not be overlooked. However, I will embrace the superpower aspects of it any day of the week, like some good hyper focus. And it's amazing what I can do in a day, feel like superwoman. And yeah, the creativity, the curiosity. Yeah, I wouldn't trade that for anything.
No, I wouldn't either. But it took me a long time to appreciate it. I think I grew up always thinking that there was something wrong with me and that I was just different, but I didn't really know how. And then people didn't know how to handle me. And I didn't know how to handle myself as a result. And that's hard. But now I do see it because I have done the work and I've learned to accept and love myself where I'm at. You're right. It's a freaking superpower that I couldn't imagine not having it. Now, the downside is I don't slow down. And I have people say that to me a lot too. Like, do you ever slow down? I'm like, well, I do, but.
Well, and that, oh gosh, there's like five different things that just came into my brain that we need to talk about just based on what you just said. First of which is the slowing down, because that was so hard for me. And yet one of the chapters in my book, Becoming More Me, Tapping into Success, Subconscious Secrets of an ADHD Entrepreneurial Mom, is called Slow is the New Fast. And that's because when we do slow down, that's when really like the rubber meets the road. We get traction on things. We really can focus. And so much can change and happen in so much less time because we're in being instead of doing.
Yeah.
And the other thing that came through for me was that in those younger days when I too was feeling out of place and kind of weird and like, what's going on with me that's not happening with other people? I think it was high functioning anxiety that helped me through that. And I don't know if that resonates with you too, but the combination of ADHD and high functioning anxiety was a pretty okay cocktail for me for a while.
Yeah. Oh, no, I can completely relate. So tell me more about that. Tell me more about how you focus on this and specialize in ADHD, entrepreneurs, the central nervous system. Like, because I got to imagine that it started for you when you were younger and growing up this way that probably shaped your career today. It had a big influence on it.
For sure. And it's so full circle for me to see what I'm doing now and what I loved doing as a child, because inner child work is one of my favorite things to kind of bring through. And people are always like, oh, yeah, I've already done inner child work. I'm like, you probably haven't done it this way. But inner child work, when I look at my inner child, as an elementary schooler through high schooler, I loved to write. I literally created a library with my friends in my basement where we wrote books. We had our own card catalog from back
in
the day.
Oh my God.
Card catalogs. I loved to write. And then that led into, we got our first VHS video camera for Christmas one year, like the kind that has to like go on your shoulder. They're so big.
Yes.
And once the novelty of it wore off and we were finally allowed to use it as kids, then it was all about like creating music videos and writing songs. Aww. And dancing and doing that kind of stuff. I loved writing lyrics. I loved playing music. And when I come back around to what I'm doing today, no, I'm not picking up my guitar or playing the piano as much. I'm helping my kids learn instruments, but I am essentially writing lyrics in the form of EFT tapping rounds and hypnotherapy rounds that speak to the souls and the emotions of those people that I have the privilege of working with. So I really see this full circle thing. And then, of course, actually writing a best-selling book, like from a kid that grew up with this little library of things, like there's so many full circle things. But yes, I did. I came into this most recent iteration of my business, Becoming More Me, around 2020. And before that, I mean, I've coached women in different aspects and ways for over 25 years. And now I coach both women and men. But before 2020, I was doing more work with the physical. So I was doing more fitness, more nutrition, more physical transformation. And then as I kind of went deeper into my own inner work, I started to see all the places where those people who I was working on physical transformation with were like falling off the wagon or self-sabotaging.
I know.
Fascinating. I know this is like, I'm just, you understand this.
Uh-huh.
And then I started to bring EFT tapping into it after going to retreat with fellow fitness and nutrition coaches and practitioners. And it was really cool because it was right before COVID. And I had COVID and I didn't realize it is essentially what it came down to. I'd been in Disney the week before with my family and half the family had gotten super sick. I'm a mom of four boys. So we were all in Disney with my in-laws and half of us super sick. We didn't know what it was. It was COVID, but it was January of 2020. So it was a little early. And all I knew was that we were really just hanging on for dear life and just, you know, of course, trying to get to the park still and do all the Disney stuff because, like, right. You don't schedule those vacations. So it's like between the vomiting and sweating through the sheets and everything that was happening at night and all the trips to like the drugstore to just try to get anything and everything to just keep us hanging on. We're at the parks, we're doing our thing. I stayed healthy until the following weekend when I got to this retreat. And then it hit me. And it happened to align with them bringing in an EFT practitioner to work with us on anxiety. Well, mama four, plenty of anxiety, high functioning and otherwise. We begin doing the tapping together, and I not only notice that my anxiety is going way down in a very short period of time, because with emotional freedom techniques, you can lower your cortisol, your stress hormones up to 43% in just 5 minutes, which speaks volumes, not just for anxiety, but also for physical transformations, because you know that cortisol can hold on to weight for us. And I also noticed that while we weren't even focusing on it, I was feeling better. Like I went from being like no energy to my energy picking up, from my throat being almost closed and soreness to being open to like being able to breathe easier.
Wow.
Everything called borrowed benefits. It's a really cool thing that happens when we do EFT tapping. We can borrow benefits for ourselves where things that we're not even focusing on when we're doing the work improve. And then my favorite as a practitioner is I get to borrow benefits when I'm working with people. So today I'll see four or five different clients and I will break through all sorts of energetic blockages of my own without even focusing on them.
I know, it's really cool. I kind of speak to this. I can understand that part because I tell people that when you are in a position of like leading people and not necessarily power, but just like, I need to do this because other people are watching and I'm helping and whatever. And in my program, we keep people that are, that have been there for a while. So like the OGs of the group stay in with the beginner people. Yeah. And I can relate to this because I'm always telling them, like, you're in the same group for a reason. It helps you show up. You get those added benefits and those extra benefits because when you're hustling and grinding and you're helping other people in a good way, hustling and grinding can mean journaling. You can be like, yes. With journaling. I don't mean like go out and run 10 miles or do crazy workouts. It's not what my definition of hustle and grinding means. But when you're doing that and you're leading by example and you're helping them feel good, it helps you feel good in return. That exchange is so beautiful. But I've never thought of it in like the tapping way and that kind of energy and everything. So that's, I'm really glad that you said that. That's cool.
Yeah, I love that you keep the OGs with the newbies because it's like we're all just here walking each other home.
I know.
So people that are seasoned in doing something get to elevate the knowledge of those people that are coming up. And then beginners always remind us of the basics that we forget.
I know. Exactly. It's beautiful. I got told by many people to not do that. No, people need to advance and people need to be moved out and you need to separate them. Like, says who? Like, why? Now explain to me why the benefits.
Comes from an energy of surrounding yourself with people who are at level or above level, being important to excelling. However, we have to remember to like reach a hand out and back to people that are coming up too. Like, I think it's all important. It's kind of like when we go to for achieving goals, it's like we have to appreciate where we are and also reach forward.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's talk about the tapping specifically, because I know there's people listening going, what are they talking about? What is this EFT tapping? Like, what are they literally tapping on something? What is this tapping? And then my bomb moms that are listening will go, oh yeah, we know tapping, but I know they want to know more and learn more about it. So tell us exactly, what is EFT tapping? Tapping method. Is it method?
Well, it stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques.
Techniques,
so
okay.
It's actually a set of a bunch of different techniques. It's not just one that help to release energetic blockages. So the basis of any dis-ease in our body, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, is energy being blocked. Mm-hmm. So when we can release those energetic blockages, we feel better. We show up differently in our lives. So much changes. And those blockages tend to happen at the end points of our meridians. So if you're familiar with acupuncture, if you've ever had a good like deep tissue massage, you know, we have these points all over our body. Mm-hmm. There's thousands of them. But Gary Craig, who invented and founded Emotional Freedom Techniques, realized that in order to get the energetic overhaul needed to break through whatever we're working on, we only need 9. So with these 9 different points that we can use, we can focus on what the challenge or the issue is. And I love that about EFT too, because we're in this world where everybody just wants us to feel better and toxic positivity and like just get over yourself kind of thing. But our emotions, especially the negative ones, they need a voice. Emotions are meant to be moved. They need to move up and out. And when we suppress them, they just cause more dis-ease. So sometimes we just need a moment to be able to rant about things and let those emotions genuinely be transformed into love, acceptance, and forgiveness, instead of just trying to like slap an affirmation on things, call it a day, and act like we feel better when we don't. So by tapping on these meridian endpoints, focusing on what the challenge is, and kind of talking through it, we send a signal directly to the amygdala, that part of our brain that's in charge of fight, flight, flee. I don't know if we say bad words on here, but that other F word.
We definitely say bad words on here.
Okay. Yeah. Fight, flight, flee, fuck, fawn, flop, all those things that the amygdala is in charge of. It calms it. So I hear from people all the time that are like, oh man, I've done talk therapy for years. I just don't know how this is going to help, what have you. Talk therapy does not calm your amygdala and it does not lower your stress hormones so quickly like this does. Therefore, it doesn't usually produce a lasting change, but tends to produce a series of you talking about the same thing until it feels like you're beating a dead horse. So that's why I ended up adopting techniques that actually like transform between like integrative eye movement and subconscious mind reprogramming and nervous system nourishment and regulation with emotional freedom techniques, you literally change yourself. I mean, emotional freedom techniques has been shown to alter the way like our DNA is and things like that. It's crazy the amount of change can be impacted. So these are things that actually change you.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to do one? Do you want to take us through one or no?
No, I can. However, what I've learned is that on a podcast, it's boring to listen to.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So
let's do like a mini one, because we will put this on YouTube too, and show us and we can talk through just all the different points.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy to do it. I just want to warn you in advance. It's a little
Agree.
If you're listening to the audio version, it's still
I want everyone to know about this too, because when we did like breath work too and we were like breathing for a minute, I'm like, oh God, this isn't good audio. I'm all trying to breathe into the mic. I'm all, can you hear that?
Something that you think your audience would really benefit from working on, like a common challenge or
overwhelmed. Yep.
Okay.
It's constant. Like, I can't do this. I have so much on my plate. Because then once they're overwhelmed, then they start checking, they start pushing things away that are beneficial to them. Oh, well, I can't work out today. We're too busy to do this. I can't afford this. And then it like spirals to bigger things. Yeah. But it's like that overwhelmed. That's such a common thread right now. And then I can't handle any of this. And then they go to fuck it mode.
Yep, exactly. Which is why slowing down is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, that's when you can really dial in on what matters. So yeah.
We literally can do like a 30-second one. Okay, maybe not 30 seconds.
Well, I don't know if we need 30 seconds.
I'm like,
here's what I would do in the case of this. First, I would be asking you to rate the overwhelm on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 is the most overwhelmed, 0 is the least, and to write down that number. And then we would begin by tapping on the side of the hand, which is known as the karate chop point. And you can, it doesn't matter left hand, right hand, which one's tapping, which one's receiving the tap, makes no difference. And that's where you set up the round. So that's where you would say something like, even though I'm so fucking overwhelmed, I love, accept, and forgive myself. Even though it feels like there's no way to do everything I need to do, I honor these feelings and accept myself anyway. Even though I have too much on my plate, I choose to release these feelings now. You set up on the side of the hand, and then you begin going through the main points, which are the top of the head, the eyebrow, the side of the eye, under the nose, under the mouth, the collarbone point, which is more like the sore spot on your chest from after a good chest workout. It's not really, it's more like the sore spot.
Okay.
And then under the arm, which for women is pretty much like where that bra strap goes around the side of your body. And while tapping those points, then you're going to talk about the overwhelm. And that's where you're going to want to customize this for what your particular overwhelm is, because EFT likes specificity. If you can actually say the thing you're feeling that aligns with the blockage, it's going to release. And you might experience things like yawns or burps or things like that. That's all energy moving. It's wonderful. I always tell my clients when they start yawning in the middle of session, I'm like, that's my favorite thing to see. I know you're not bored with me. I know you are releasing energy. And that's exactly what we're here to do. So then as you're tapping through those points, you might be saying things like, I'm just too busy. There's no time, or whatever the overwhelm is. Speak to it specifically.
I feel like I can't do this. I feel like I don't belong.
Eat those limiting beliefs. Speak the negativity. It does not have to be politically correct. You can just curse and whine and rant and be like a total negative Nelly for a few minutes while you do that. And then maybe by the third time that you cycle back through starting on your head, maybe then you, and only if it feels genuinely authentic for you to do this at that point, to say, no, opening up to the idea that it's okay to slow down, just recognizing that I'm really doing the best I can with what I have. And I honor and appreciate myself for that. Just allowing some of those things to come through the cracks. Without those cracks from the negativity, we can't let that light come in and nourish us. But that third time through is when you really can, if it feels authentic, allow some positivity in. Like, I'm open to the idea that I actually can do what needs to be done today, and I actually am already doing it. And releasing this overwhelm down to a cellular level, just showing up as best I can, knowing that everything's going to be okay, and that this overwhelm does not serve me at all. It doesn't make me do a better job. It doesn't make me show up better. In fact, it inhibits my ability to give my best. So I'm releasing it now. And just kind of end with a nice deep inhale through your nose, a nice exhale through the mouth, and then reassess that number again, that 0 to 10 number, and see what's changed.
I love that. So just to get specific so people know, because these are questions that I've been asked before, like every tap, say a new phrase, is there a certain amount of taps you have to hit every spot? Like 4 or 5? Like
five to seven is a good kind of like rule of thumb. Don't tap yourself so hard that you get bruised. You don't need to tap very hard at all.
No.
I was doing work on some past stuff that was pretty deep one time, and certain points correlate with different parts of the body and different things. I was doing a lot of work around my eyes. That's kind of funny, because I was doing like a fitness boxing program at the time. But the day after that, guess who had a black eye and it had nothing to do with the boxing program?
Oh my gosh.
Tapped the crap out of that eye socket. But you know what? The trauma was released and the black eye went away in a few days. I could have carried the trauma around for a lifetime.
Yeah. I'm so glad that this got brought up. Like, it's like the universe knew that I have wanted to talk about this and like present it to people on a broader spectrum on the podcast, because I have a lot of clients that have picked this up and they use it like daily. And then others are like, you know, it seems kind of weird. Is that a real thing? Is this just something Melissa's telling us? And I'm like, no, research it, look into it.
Scientifically proven, one of the most effective techniques and also like the least re-traumatizing, which is why it is one of the most popular things that gets used with like people who have come back from wars or seen really traumatic things. It works amazingly well. And a lot of times you hardly even have to speak about the things that have really bothered you in order to clear them. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of attention to them mentally can do a huge service. So yeah, I love it for that reason, because I've seen too many people get traumatized by either talk therapy or things that can be a little harsher.
I know.
I've heard a lot of horror stories, people like EMDR being really difficult for them and things like that. But yeah, it's gentle. It's so gentle and so effective. And for things like that your clients or your audience might be interested in, like food cravings. That was the first thing I ever used EFT on.
Ooh, good one.
When I came home, and because I used to love to just spoonful in like some peanut butter and some marshmallow fluff, like many spoonfuls.
Oh my God.
And
I broke
that habit in one tapping round.
Wow. That is powerful.
You can do the same thing with wine. You can do the same thing with chocolate. It's very, very easy to break through cravings with EFT tapping.
That's cool. I don't think I've ever thought of that before. Like in that sense, that's
the coolest thing about using it on something like that is that that's tangible. Whereas Absolutely. Maybe you also want to use it to build up your confidence. You know, you want to lift more weight or do longer workouts or run further distances or whatever. It's not quite as tangible immediately, but you know when you're craving something at the beginning of a tapping round and you're not craving it at the end.
Yeah. You can immediately see that like it
and
works
then that
feel better.
Your confidence in the technique. And then you lean into it more for those things that are less tangible, whether it's related to your health and fitness or money blocks, other limiting beliefs, things that are holding you back in your relationships, things that are holding you back with whatever it is that
you
feel better if you weren't.
Today's episode is brought to you by Hungry Roots. They're back. I'm so excited to be able to talk about this company again. If you follow me on social media, you have seen some of my reels and posts about this amazing company, and I love sharing because it has been a game changer for me. This isn't your typical meal prep service. It's so much more. We're talking breakfast, snacks, lunch, and I get to try things that I would never buy in a store. I've never even thought of making for my kids. What I love about Hungry Root is that it lets me pick my menu based on how much time I have and how much I want to cook. They even have this awesome quiz that figures everything out for you, whether you're focused on portion size, specific dietary needs, or certain goals. For me, I'm all about high protein, gluten-free meals, and snacks, and Hungry Root nails it every time. My kids love the meals, and they take me 15 minutes, maybe tops, to make. The best part, everything comes right to your door. It stays fresh and cold, and it saves me so much time and money by skipping the grocery store runs. I don't have time to go to the store. Do you guys have time to go to the store? So you're someone who's trying to balance it all and still eat healthy, and you want Melissa Vogel approved ingredients, I highly recommend giving Hungry Roots a try. It's made such a difference in my routine, and I know it'll do the same for you. So check out the show notes, click on the link I have in there, use my code MelissaVogel40 and you will save 40% off your first order. You'll get free shipping and you get a free special gift. You're welcome. Now back to the show.
It saved me, and I used it a lot when my world was crumbling down around me with relationships and having to rebuild my life again. And there were days where I'm not going to make it. Like, this is it. This is how it ends.
Have you also been through a divorce? Yep. Okay. Another thing in common.
Yep. Yes, ma'am. 17 years and had to rebuild my whole life again. And that's hard. No one tells you the after of like that, what you'll go through. And there were tapping sessions where I was literally just like, just like saying it and going through and feeling it. And it took me, I'm not kidding you, 5-10 minutes just to get through the ugly part and just let myself cry. Mm-hmm. And then I started to change it and turn it around. And I don't think I would have been able to do the unpacking and set up my rental home that I was in at the time and I don't think I would have been able to move through that much without that technique and that ability to calm myself at that time and talk and speak to myself in a kind way, because it wasn't coming from anyone else.
Yeah. And those are times when your rationality and your logic are majorly challenged.
Yes.
And EFT tapping will really bring that back, bring that new perspective, that inner peace and that rationality and logic back, like it wasn't 5 minutes beforehand. And that, yeah.
Right.
And with challenging situations like divorce or other big life changes, it's massively helpful.
Yeah, huge. Can we talk about going slow and how that's like the new productivity hack? Because again, if a lot of women that are listening like completely understand the overwhelm and feel like they're getting burned out, how could going slower, Teresa, possibly help us? Don't we just have to go, go, go?
I love to look at pleasure as fuel. So that is my success fuel. And for me, pleasure is in the slowdown. It's in the slowness. And I lived in that whole like hustle, grind, struggle, strive mentality for so long. And it often had me feeling very separate from what felt successful. Had the wheels going, and it got to the point where eventually I was like, you know, Teresa, like if this was the way, if struggling, striving, working nonstop, making your to-do list the king and everything else was the way, wouldn't you have been successful by now? And it kind of took like the pain of realizing like, man, I have wasted some years, some decades living that way and not being the present nervous system nourished mom, wife, friend, business owner that I wanted to be before I was willing to go, okay, well, maybe I'll entertain a different way and actually create like white space in my day, actually create time for my creativity to be beneficial and actually create time to show up in love and in my full energetic presence and to really be able to honor the present moment. Because Melissa, that's all we have. Like right now in this present moment with you and I, that's all. I can't do anything about my kids in this present moment. I can't do anything about what happened yesterday in this present moment. Can't do anything about what's happening tomorrow. And if I'm trying to while I'm here with you, I'm just diminishing my power. So learning to get present and slow down amplifies your power, and then it allows you to be more and do less. It allows you to cut through the bullshit of thinking that, you know, whatever it is on your to-do list is actually all that important. It's usually not. And to really focus on what is.
I love that that's your whole, that like that's you becoming more me. Like that, do you have that on a t-shirt somewhere? Please tell me you do. Please tell me you have becoming more me swag.
I need more becoming more me swag. It's been talking to me about being created, but I haven't quite gotten the right feel or look down yet, but it's coming.
You do. You definitely need that. You need to like wear that with pride. I would wear that across a sweatshirt. Like, hell yeah. Fuck yeah. This is what I'm doing. Become more me. But you're right. And that you don't learn how to become more you unless you are present and slow down and do that. But man, we are just like all over the place all the time. And then our central nervous system and our hormones are getting out of whack. Like everything's just getting burned out and people are just living at this burned out state. And then they're like, I don't understand why I'm gaining weight. I don't understand why my relationship is going to hell in a handbasket. And I'm so glad that we're sharing this message today about this because we need to be reminded of it all the time.
We can't elevate our consciousness or our awareness about what the issues are without the time and space to explore it. So when we're in that go, 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 push, 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 do, do, do state, we're usually not growing. We're usually either contracting or just stagnating.
Yeah, just getting by.
Yes, exactly. And that's not fun. Mm-hmm. That doesn't feel expansive or abundant. And abundance is our birthright. So like, why not lean into it?
Right. I've brought this up. I can't remember if I brought it up on the podcast or not, but I've said it to my clients before. I've said it to like my parents before when they needed to hear it. And it's a quote from The Croods. You know, that cartoon, that movie?
Yes.
It's from the first one because there's two now, I think. It's from the first one. And the daughter says to the dad, how does she start out saying? She says, we're not living. We're just not dying. And that's basically like, that's not a way of living. And because I think he's trying to just keep the family in the cave. We just need to survive this. We just need to be in the cave and not go out there, not experience danger as much as you can. And she's like, this isn't living. We're just not dying. And I have never forgotten that line. I sat there watching that movie and I was like, and no one else got it at all. No one else saw how huge that was. But I feel like that's like what we're talking about. And what you're talking about is like, that's not life.
No, it's not. And that comes up to me so much with when I'm working with people on like money blocks and things of that nature, because it's like we've been warned our whole life about like evils of money or like get rich quick schemes or things like that. But nobody's warning us about like, stay broke for the rest of your life or unhappy and mediocre. And the thing is that we keep opting in to what we weren't warned about. That's what keeps coming up. And it's that subconscious programming that needs to be rewired.
Interesting. Mine's scarcity. I've realized that so much, especially now not married and doing it on my own. I realized how much my partner at the time affected me and made me think like, we're never going to have enough. It's always scarce. And that was from my childhood too, I realized. And now alone, I'm still battling that one thing. And it was hard to admit that. Like, it was really hard to admit.
So like, we can be people that have done so much work and still have these things that rear their head in new and different ways. Even once we've done the work on something, it's like, oh, here's this new level of that old problem meeting us where we are now. And something like scarcity, I love to work on with hypnotherapy because like you already know that there's roots there from farther back in time. And to be able to like drop in to the subconscious and to receive some different scenes and to regress into where these beliefs actually came from. Not the conscious stuff where you're like, you know, well, I know this thing happened in my childhood and the stuff that we're talking about right now, conscious, but the stuff that you're not even thinking about that comes up when we're in hypnosis. And then to be able to rewire things into a more abundant state and to a different energy. Because the thing is that no high energy result like abundance will ever flow to a low energy source.
Exactly. Yeah.
When we change the energy and change the frequency and be hyper intentional about that, then you can get your energy to tell the world around you that you're matching the result of what you want.
Look out. I'm coming. That's what I want the world to be told. That's what I want my energy to be releasing. Now, okay, tell me about your book. Why did you write it? What is it filled with? Because I would love to make this a book of the month for my book club, for my clients.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, I would love to help you with that too. I have a whole like supportive program that's free in my community that goes along with my book that provides my coaching. So I tried writing the book a couple of times on my own back in like 2021, 2022. I had the calling back then. I was like, I want to do it. But I hadn't yet switched into the slow gear or really, I wasn't like nourishing my nervous system while I was writing it. So I kept trying to like push the book out of me and it just didn't feel right. And it kept being unaligned. So, and I actually write about this in the book, which I didn't expect to do, but it's a little bit meta. But anyway, what ended up happening was that in 2022, I kind of released it. I did a round of EFT tapping and was basically like, maybe this isn't for me. Like, because I felt like it was trying to be forced out of me and it wasn't flowing. So I was like, I'm just going to put it aside. And if it's meant to be, it's going to come back. And then for that next year, I just leaned into like doing what I'm doing with you right now. I did a bunch of podcast interviews. I talked to a bunch of people that either were my clients or were great prospective clients. I got a really clear sense of what people were looking for. And then as I dropped more into slowness and intentionality myself, I made a promise to myself that when I picked up the project again, that I was only going to write through the lens of pleasure. That there wasn't going to be any of it that came out through being pushed or having harsh deadlines or trying to meet word quotas or whatever else that I had tried to put upon myself when I did it before. So I actually ended up working with like, are you familiar with Mama Gina, Regina Thomashower?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I worked with her through the time that I was writing the book and just really leaned into pleasure and slowness and just embodiment. And it was a beautiful time. And yeah, anytime that I felt the old me kind of creeping back in to like push, I just took my fingers off the keyboard or stopped writing and put it aside for later. And I just really wanted to create something that would help other ADHD entrepreneurial moms and professionals to show up differently in their lives, to really take the knowledge. I used to be able to I still do. I learn really easily, but until I got my nervous system and my subconscious on board, I couldn't show up with what I learned and put it into reality.
That makes sense. So,
you know, there's a lot of EFT rounds that are part of the book. There's a whole website that goes along with the book. There's hypnotic audios and things like that. If you get the audible version of it, I actually like walk you through all the tapping sessions with like room for you to repeat back and everything else. So that's a beautiful way to do it. And I just wanted to provide something that actually created a tangible result in the reader that picks it up.
Wow. Well, I don't know how many authors actually think that. Like, I want a tangible result for this person when they're done reading the book. So good for you. That would be really cool. That was my question, too, of like, do you have an Audible version?
Oh, yeah.
Can we listen to it?
That was my favorite part, was going into the studio and recording it. And I'll tell on myself, because as an ADHD editor of the book, I had a professional editor, but I still realized once I got into the studio and was reading it that there were things that needed to be edited, because when you read through something, sometimes you think it's written the way that you want it to, but then when you read it out loud, sometimes it would take the sound engineer like three times of like pinging me and being like, all right, Teresa, back it up. We're going to start here. And I'd read it again exactly the same way. And then he'd be like, no, I think it's this word and not that word. And I'm like, you're right. But in my head, I'm saying, so I did a lot of good editing in the studio. And that was my favorite, because I knew that the intonation, the intention, every bit of it was delivered just the way I wanted it to be received.
Oh, that is so cool. I love how this was birthed. I love how this was born. It's like your fifth baby.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Now, you're also a podcaster. Tell me about your podcast, Becoming More Me.
Yeah, I mean, it is basically my journey and all of my guests' journey of becoming more of who they feel called to be in this world, and supporting that and helping people to make that as easy and enjoyable as possible.
Now, did you start that because you're like, I just have so much more to say, I want to say it? Were other people pushing you? Were other people like, you need to have a podcast? How did it start off for you? I'm always curious.
Yeah. One of my virtual assistants back in 2017, 2018, right around the same time that my youngest was born, had mentioned to me, like, you should really have a podcast. And I didn't even know what the word meant at that time. I was like, a podcast? A pod what? Like, what is this? And I didn't understand it. So it took me a year or two to kind of start listening to them and understanding, like, what are these podcast things? And then I started to get the bug, and I published the first episode 3.5 years ago. And before that, bought the microphone about a year before I published the first episode. It was like, I bought
That's
it,
funny.
Stared at it, and realized like how many visibility, self-doubt, and vulnerability blocks I needed to work through. And then one day I was just like, fuck it. I plugged in the microphone. I was like, is it working? I don't know. And then I recorded episode 0. I was like, which literally was titled, No Such Thing Is Ready, So I Begin. And ripped off the band-aid. I've published a weekly episode ever since.
That's cool. Yeah, we've been going for about, I think, 3 years now. I really got to look. I really should know that. But I love hearing how things started and happened. And I'm going to go back and listen to your first couple of ones, too, because
those are things that are there. I never take stuff down. Like, it's part of the process.
I cringe at my first couple episodes. And then other people hear them. They're like, oh, my God, they're my favorite. They're so good. And I'm like, really? Really?
I mean, when I think about it, the people that I love working with are kind of like where I was 7, 8, 10 years ago. So they tend to resonate with the older podcast episodes too.
That's really, really cool. Any tips, advice, pointers, anything, any last message that you would love to give to our listeners? And remember, we're speaking a lot to that, like I said, that overwhelmed mom that feels like, God, is this really possible? Can I really hit this goal? Am I really someone that Teresa and Melissa are talking to?
Oh my gosh, you definitely are. This is not some special elite club. Anybody can learn how to respond versus react, and can show up differently in their lives and create tangible results, whether that's a result you're looking to change in your physical body, or if you're looking to go deeper into the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual. It's totally possible. It does not have to require any huge investment of either time or money in order to make a shift, and you are beyond worth it.
Oh, that's amazing. How can people work with you? Do they work with you one-on-one? Do they get into a community? We'll put everything in the show notes too, you guys. So go there, all the links, everything will be there in the show notes.
Yeah. So when I work with people in my Becoming More You program, then I work with them for 90 days. It's a hybrid of one-on-one and group. And they also like get all sorts of other amazing things as part of that. And if that's something that you're interested in exploring further, then I would encourage anyone listening to go to gamechangingconversation.com, where you can book a 15-minute insight call/mini session with me, which is truly intended for me to get to know you and to offer some genuine insights and next steps that you could take to really start making a difference moving forward. And then if you want to know more after that, I'm happy to discuss programs with you. But genuinely, I like to get to know people and I don't ever offer to work with somebody that I don't genuinely know I can help. Mm-hmm. So the other thing that I have that's immensely valuable is my community. So I have a free community on the platform known as School, which is S-K-O-O-L. And in there, I have over $15,000 of my most requested resources available for free. Wow. I do free weekly coaching. And there's amazing other ADHD entrepreneurs and professionals in there that will be so supportive and helpful in keeping you accountable on whatever journey it is that you're on. And you can find that by going to school.com/discovery and then putting in my name, Teresa Lear Levine, and then you'll see the Becoming More Me community pop right up. I'll give you a direct link to the show notes, but for anybody who's searching it, that's the easiest way to search and find the community on School.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Oh my God, Teresa, this was amazing. I love today's conversation. So helpful and inspirational too, like giving people hope that you're not lost, you're not alone. Thank you again, Teresa. Everyone, stay safe, stay healthy. Until next time.
This podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered. This is given with the understanding that neither the host, practice of the practice, or the guest are providing legal, mental health, nutritional, or other professional information. If you need a professional, you should find one.